We're going to try to put a smile on your face right now. There's a new book out this week called Notes from the Bathroom Line, Humor, Art, and Low-Grade Panic from 150 of the Funniest Women in Comedy. And if you're not up for reading it, there's also an audiobook. Here's a bit from Cecily Strong.
I am one of the most morbid people I know. Now, I don't mean morbid like I'm super goth. I'm more of a Veda Saltenfuss from My Girl One. I easily forget appointments and plans and double book myself constantly. But you better believe I'll never forget the story of the German man who was killed by his own spiders and snakes and was found in his apartment covered in a spider web cocoon. Sorry, I just made you think about that. That's usually my quickest way to explain my nightmare brain.
Amy Solomon is the book's editor. She's also a producer on the HBO shows Barry and Silicon Valley, and she joins me now. Amy, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Good to have you. And we also have Ayo Adebiri, one of the contributors and the voice of Missy in the Netflix animated series Big Mouth. Ayo, welcome to you.
Hello.
You know, Amy, I was thinking that now that we're like a year into this pandemic, that reading something funny and that made you laugh could actually be something that we really need right now. But then, I mean, I know this idea came about a long time ago for you. And in fact, you were trying to recreate a book you'd read when you were younger. Tell us about that.
Yeah, totally. So my ultimate icon queen is Gilda Radner. I grew up obsessed with her. I mean, I still have a bit of a shrine to her on my bookshelf. And so she contributed this book in 1976 called Titters. That was a big collection of humor by a ton of amazing women. And it was always insane to me that there was never another collection of humor by funny women since 1976. Yeah. So it had always been my dream to do another. And that's no from the Bathroom Line.
Well, I knew you loved Gilda Radner, so we're going to hear a little bit from her, okay? This is Roseanne Rosanna Dana, the loudmouth consumer affairs reporter on Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update. Here she is reading a letter from a viewer.
A Mr. Richard Fader from Fort Lee, New Jersey writes in and says, Dear Roseanne Rosanna Dana, last Thursday I quit smoking. Now, I'm depressed, I gained weight, my face broke out, I'm nauseous, I'm constipated, my feet swelled, my gums are bleeding, my sinuses are clogged, I got heartburn, I'm cranky, and I have gas. What should I do? Mr. Fader, you sound like a real attractive guy.
Oh, I just had to play that for you. Let's talk more about Gilda. What was it that inspired you with her?
Oh, I mean, how many people can get out there and like be yelling about being constipated and be that cute? Like, that's pretty rare. But also, you know, she was this like hilarious Jewish woman from the Midwest. That was a big deal for me. And there's just something so like sweet and vulnerable about her. And yeah, she's my big inspiration.
Yeah. So inspiration for the book as well. And it's, by the way, of course, entirely done by women, written by women. Why was that important for you?
Funny women have always been my favorite thing in the world. They've always been around when I went to college. They were all there when I moved to LA to work in comedy. They were all there. And clearly we should be making room for way more. And I hope this book shows people like, oh my God, you could hire all of these women to make your TV and movies and everything.
Are you like the most popular person? Do you really know all 150 of these comedians?
This really, really is not a good portrayal of me. I am a big dork with no friends. But yeah, so, no, sure. I knew a bunch of these women. And then I basically just spread this web of, I would ask them, like, who are your friends? Who are your favorite people? And that was part of what was so magical about doing the book, is they would be so excited to tell me about who their favorite gal pals were, too. So I just slowly sort of spread this web of amazing women.
Well, one of them was Ayo. Ayo, are you still there?
Mm-hmm. I'm still there. I was listening. Like, I was listening to the radio. I was like, what a lovely, informative interview.
Fascinating, wasn't it?
Intelligent people speaking about women in comedy. This is my type of show.
Just bring you right in.
I'm like reclined right now. I like pulled up a pillow and I'm just like, nice.
Oh, gosh. Throughout the book, look, I want to give you a chance to listen to some tape here, because throughout the book, Amy has comics like you responding to a prompt. And your answer to the prompt that asks for the story about the hardest you ever laughed involves this classic scene from The Office. Here's Rainn Wilson playing Dwight.
Last week, I gave a fire safety talk, and nobody paid any attention. It's my own fault for using PowerPoint. PowerPoint is boring. People learn in lots of different ways, but experience is the best teacher.
Okay, then Dwight starts a fire and real panic ensues, mm-hmm. and then you're going to have to tell us what happens next to you.
What happened to me was I grew up, for somebody who now is like a comedian and loves comedy, but I think I just grew up with like very specific references, and there were a lot of mainstream things that I just missed or just, I don't know, wasn't completely interested in, and I just somehow missed all of The Office. And when I was 21, I was working as a writer's assistant, and my coworker, who is in this book and I fear has seen this and now knows what happened, was just shocked that I had never seen this cold open, which is one of the most like iconic cold opens. And she started playing it for me, and the more that I watched, the more like I just could not stop laughing. It was the funniest thing that I had ever seen. And in the book, I say something like the pressure that I felt in my head and my chest just like moved down and just would not really stop moving down. And by the time the cold open was done, I had relieved myself on myself. And not in a light way, not sort of like a dainty little, like it was fully, that was my bathroom break. Yes. And that was the hardest I ever laughed. And I still had to work for the rest of the day.
Then what happened? What happened after that?
Very late hours in that chair. Yeah. And what happened after that was I had to work in that chair. And I, you know, got a jacket, tied it around myself, clean up what I could, and you know, I actually haven't finished watching The Office, but I know it's really funny. I know it's really funny. And I know that for a fact for myself.
That's probably amazing. Good to avoid that. Wow. Okay. Thank you for that. Amy Solomon, I'm going to hand it over to you now, if you could.
Asking me.
I know. Amy Solomon, you were never given the opportunity to answer any of these prompts, so I'm going to ask you the same question. Do you have a story? Have you thought about this, the hardest you've ever laughed?
Yeah, and it's embarrassing for my sister, but she can handle it. But basically, you know, on Halloween, when you would go trick-or-treating and then you would come home and you'd sit on the floor and like trade candy with your friends, mm-hmm. and be like, oh, I like Crunch Bars, you like Milky Ways, like let's make a trade. And when we were little, I was probably like 10 and my sister was 7 or something. I was with her and my best friend Julia, and we were trading, and of course Io's story is about peeing herself and mine's about farts, but my sister, like, as she stood up,
and they say women aren't funny,
farted into the like hardwood floor, and something about the hardwood floor just made it the most amazing fart of all time. And my friend Julia and I laughed so hard at my poor little sister. Let's be clear, there's a lot more than peeing and farts in this book. But that's what we've chosen for this very smart program.
Mm-hmm. I've never done an interview like this, that is for sure. But I'm glad. I'm really glad. Do you know why? Because it's been kind of a nasty, horrible year, and we kind of needed.
No, sounds very unfamiliar. Not sure why.
No idea what you're referring to.
No idea.
Seriously. If that's even the thing to say to you too, is it hard to be funny during a pandemic? Is that something you struggle with?
Yes. yes, very much so. I think there will be a very, I don't know, I'm excited for comedy to get to return in the capacity where it's like you're with people again. But it is hard. I think comedians and writers and artists were like really empathetic people. And so it's like you're trying to find joy in things and you're trying to find laughter, but you're so sensitive to all this grief and all this mourning and confusion and sadness. And so it has been really hard for me. But it also has been kind of inspiring to see people who I look up to and people who are my friends trying to make joy out of this moment. But it's a lot of days. It's hard to find something funny when I've been watching the same season of Midsummer Murders, you know, for a year now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Amy, we do kind of need it, don't we? I mean, I remember a couple of weeks ago, I'd just gotten back from a COVID funeral, and I was in the car the next day driving my kids to to school and I was listening to commercial radio, and there was like this absolutely perfect, amazing, hilarious prank call on the radio. And I was laughing so hard, I was crying. I thought I was going to crash the car. And afterwards, I was just thinking to myself, like, God, we really need this, don't we?
Yeah. Did you pee yourself IO style?
Oh, no. I've never done that. That's just ridiculous.
And, and we're calling it IO style now, just to confirm. Just sort of want to confirm that.
I've been so grateful to the people that have made us laugh through all of this. I mean, like, watching IO on Big Mouth was so amazing. Like, the stuff that's come out this year has been, like, such a saving grace. People who have found a way to be funny, like, have been so helpful.
The new book is Notes from the Bathroom Line, Humor, Art, and Low-Grade Panic from 150 of the Funniest Women in Comedy. We've got two of them here, the editor Amy Solomon and one of the contributors, Ayo Adebari. Thanks to you both. Seriously, thank you very much.
Thank you
for having us.